are listening to Davin's Den, yeah, so it has come to my attention that there is a somewhat of a bloodbath at my expense in the den pen. Yeah. Is that what I am to understand, Miss Helix?
Yeah, I'm afraid so.
No, you're not afraid of anything. When you dance around and wave your underwear over your head like you're at a rodeo, you're not afraid of anything. So let's go. Bring it on, mofos.
Okay, oh, well, all right.
Even Joe had a peek in.
First of all, Trucker Tom got the bell rolling.
Of course, he always does. Degenerate.
with yuck.
Yeah, but in my defense, that could be any portion of the show.
Yeah.
Oh, wait.
Define
no.
yuck.
Yes. Esquire Barrister Thomas Mark would like to know the definition of yuck.
Hang on a second. You know what? I stand corrected.
Good. You should stand corrected.
It was not Trucker Tom that got it started. It was Joe's girl.
Oh, for crying out loud. Yeah, laugh it up now until stupid's living on your couch. Enjoy the Van Halen hat in your living room. All right, that one's handled. Next, what's the issue? What happened? Why am I being called on the carpet?
It started when you closed out the last segment with peace, y'all.
All right. Let me address this. First of all, yeah, that sucked. But
yeah, you can't slink away from that.
No, it's stunk on ice. There's no doubt about that. I mean, that's why I'm even entertaining this.
Yes, right.
What stinks, stinks, and that stunk. But there was a reason for the stink to toad.
Panic?
No, it was not panic. No, I'm never panicked. Unfortunately, I did not have the right time in my head. Joe told me how long that segment was.
Right.
But in my head, I added 10 seconds.
Yes.
So I was filling. Mm-hmm. And that's what that was.
Now, I also want to, in his defense, boy, you'll never hear that phrase a lot.
Sure you will in court.
What?
But what? What?
Now, in defense, you know, you people are listening and in the chat going, well, 10 seconds, what a big deal. 10 seconds when you're trying to fill time. Doing radio or on stage is a long time.
And I was just trying to illustrate that point.
It was the eternity. Yes, yes. And they were punished for it.
No, it's terrible. I was out of ideas. I didn't need to be. I actually would have had the thing ended perfectly.
You came in right, you were running right on a button.
But here's the thing, you jackasses. The syndicate is never going to hear that shit.
With good reason.
Yeah. Yes. They're never going to hear peace, y'all.
It's like when I'm in the studio with the band and I make a clink, a clank, clank. You're never going to hear that. There's a reason.
Yeah. So the people listening live and the people listening on the replay may hear that.
Yes.
But the people who may be paying the bills one day, they'll never hear peace, y'all.
Never. No, no. No.
There's been enough other issues. A phone call, really, on our show? Who the hell do you think you are?
Calling during the...
Because peace, y'all, equals bye, y'all.
peace, y'all.
Well, now, there were other comments. Would you like to hear them?
Of course.
Certainly will.
Of course, yes. There were other comments. Because they smell tampon blood, and they all circle like the land sharks that they are.
Sharks come a-calling.
When Joe's girl first said, peace, y'all.
You know what I like about this, Joe? Yes. Joe's girl is afraid. Whoa, I don't think Joe had an opportunity to pounce. Here, let me help out my beau. I'll handle this. And then she rolls up her little sleeves where she's out of harm's way. Just remember, Joe's girl, you're one punishment song away, lady.
She'll chop you down. Chops me down.
Well, good.
Our pal Gregor jumped in and said, oh, my Lord.
I like the fact that such a horrible thing coming out of my mouth is like so stark
and
shocking.
All the despicable things you say.
But this,
you got called on the carpet on.
But this, like, so apparently everything I say is genius, and this was such a turd. Okay, I'll take that. And all the shit I say for week after week, hours and hours on it, where peace, y'all, is what you got you mofos going. Fine.
It took peace, y'all, to do it.
It really did.
And they bonded together because here's the pylon.
Look, it's like there's a car accident on the interstate.
You know,
and other cars are just slamming into it.
You know
it.
What stinks? We haven't even scratched the surface of this yet.
I know.
Wait, we're not not doing a whole segment on peace, y'all.
Oh, yes, we are.
I think we are.
I think we are.
Here's the thing. I turned everybody around on Manilow. Now I got to turn everybody around on this. I'm working very hard.
You're up to your ass on this one.
I'm most certainly. I guess vacation's over.
Yes, it most certainly is. Trucker Tom said yes. Next. Yuck. Why not open with Mini Pearl Howdy next time, stupid?
Mini Pearl Howdy?
You remember Mini Pearl?
No.
She was like a character on Hee Haw.
Yeah, I know.
And she was at the Grand Old Opry.
Yeah.
Grand Old Opry.
Why do they call it Opry? Isn't it an opera? What's an opera?
No, nothing coming out of the Hee Haw or the Grand Old anything is cultural. It's Opry.
I guess they call it, we're going to go see the Opry.
Because they're stupid.
That's
why. Of course they are. You know?
They're morons.
Well, Joel's girl's back and said maybe he was wearing...
What, she took a break to reload?
Yes, she did. And she said, maybe he was wearing the cowboy hat.
Apparently the cowboy hat's come up in pillow talk.
Gregor said, must...
Things that bother me. That was great, but I need to get this off my chest. See, we're learning not just about me. We're learning about others here today. Go on!
It's come up and
because the cowboy hat does not... Maybe the random comment. It is certainly not a featured part of this show. But Joe's girl knows all about the cowboy hat.
Well, I told you, you look like the Jewish Yosemite Sam when you run around in that thing.
There you go. And make me a sandwich. Go on, next.
Okay. Wait a second. I have to do a little scrolling because there was a lot of talk
here. What assholes. I will entertain this because it stunk, but really.
Gregor said, must have been. And then he said,
what?
It must have been wearing a cowboy hat. And Betty's got a damn horse in there somewhere, too. And then Joe's girl said,
You know, and that's when they ran out of ammunition, Joe.
Oh, no.
I like the way you look at me like I've goaded them.
No, I don't blame. I'm just.
I just ran the time.
Because we both reacted to that same comment by Gregor and went, yuck. Uh-uh. That's what I was like. There were some funny things, but now they're starting to run out of stuff.
Right.
We might have to go.
Let Pip and them be the judge. What do you got now?
Okay.
Yeah, you want Pip to be the judge of what's funny? Great back, right back to Podcast Nation we go, stupid.
They started talking about other things for a little while. Then
they tired of you.
Yeah, the hyenas had dined on the carcass for a while.
Just look at their paws, waiting for the next meal to come by.
One hyena circled back and said,
wait, I want a midnight snack.
Yeah, there's still some meat in that rib.
There's still more carcass. Let's go.
I could still gnaw another piece.
They have not had this much fun since Belinda called me fat.
No, that was epic, dude.
Really?
You got to understand something. It's nice when the boss is in the barrel.
Oh, it's hilarious.
It is.
It's a good time.
And you were, don't forget, at that time, you were also old. You were elderly.
I was elderly and fat.
Elderly.
Now I just had, what was it? What did I say? See y'all next? Peace, y'all?
Peace, y'all.
I had two words.
That was all.
That have set them off.
Oh, please. They were just sharpening knives while you were talking. That said, we
got to understand.
Bunch of ambush and pricks.
But you got to understand. I mean, the three of us call bullshit on each other all the time, on everything.
I'm entertaining
call bullshit on something.
I'm entertaining
this every week.
We have not heard Juliana Avalo singing yet. I'm entertaining it. We have not heard the Octomom doing her little Christmas song with her little kids yet. I'm entertaining this.
Oh, God, please, no.
Yeah.
Okay, but Trucker Tom came back for a little gnaw.
A little gnaw? What do you use a bone to clean out his teeth?
Still some meat in the bone. Yeah. Still some meat in the bone.
No, hold on. Before we go on, Truckerless Tom was in a bad mood coming into the show.
Oh,
so
true.
So he is in all his glory. He is taking out all the Truckerless Tom anger on yours truly.
He was just...
Yes.
Yes.
You don't have to explain it. We can hear.
Well, I'm letting the others know what's going on here. I'm fully, and again, I like Truckerless Tom, so I will entertain. I will be ye old punching bag.
Yeah. Okay. He said, y'all are still bothering me. Instead of the cowboy hat, wear the Abe Lincoln hat, hopefully with the same Abe Lincoln ending. Oh, my God.
That's a little mean. Well, I'm called for.
Gregor jumps in and says, nothing wrong with a Lincoln hat. I wear one in the bath every day. Oh, my God. It's starting to devolve.
And again, we let Pip read every comment.
No, wait. So, wait a second. what the hell? Some things.
No, see, people, you're going to have to learn. And again, comedy, not your strength. You want to end on a laugh.
I know.
You don't want to end on peace, y'all, and read every awful comment. Really, Greg Gore? You're not even American, stupid. How dare you wear an Abe Lincoln hat in the bath? How dare you? Why don't you wear one of your little powdered wigs?
Well, Tom had said that while you were talking about the beating, he said, oh, the beating isn't over yet, dummy. Read on, Pip.
All right. The longer this goes, the more unfunny it gets.
No. Now,
as long as I'm not in it.
Give it time.
Now they're pretty much done because Greg Gore had to go, and so they all had to say their goodbyes.
Greg Gore had to go. Where's my Lincoln hat?
Off to the theater.
Off to the theater he goes.
They had a good little... But you know what? Everybody took turns in the beating, which was enjoyable to read.
I'm sure there was people in the den pen that did not dine on my carcass.
Actually, you know what? I didn't see Lisa dining on your carcass.
Because you know what? Lisa's a sweet girl.
Yes, she is.
I like the Lisa.
Every once in a while, she can get an incisor in and dig around at the marrow there, but I don't see it.
She was probably... You ever see like when the lions kill a water buffalo?
Yeah.
And they're all snacking on it, and there's that one lioness that's trying to get in there and can't because there's so many people. That's probably...
Yes, that's true. That's true. She'll go back for seconds when they're gone.
Bunch of assholes, every one of you.
They just so enjoyed it.
But, yeah, that was stressful.
Yeah.
Not the beating.
No,
the beating wasn't stressful. The beating was expected.
That was another day at the office, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I'm married. I got a kid who joins in. I'm used to being in the barrel. Yeah.
I know.
It's fun. But it is so hard going with the clock. But anyway.
It is really difficult doing things and watching the clock tick and saying, there are words coming out of my mouth to fill the time. I have no idea what they are, but I'm just doing it.
Plus, I'm trying to cue up music and every... It's just...
That's what... I mean, DJs do that all the time. Like, back-timing songs, how much time... You know, like Well, they used to have carts. The carts would say there's, 10 seconds lead in, so you talk. You have to, think of 10 seconds of garbage to say over the lead in.
I do it for 3 hours.
And stop talking right before the lyrics start. It's a skill.
Yeah, well, this will sound better in post. Some of it will. But, so that was fun. I think Jim brought a lot to the table.
Oh, absolutely.
It's just amazing how they're selling stuff to scam people.
Yeah,
shocking that they would do such nefarious things and try to make a profit out of dojo. Who are these people?
Well, it's like a scam store, It's
that's what it was. And like you heard Jim say, this is not usually able to be found. And I found it.
I know, but what's really weird to me is that they're saying, okay, I would have to really listen to that again to understand all the technical aspects, but it's sounding like they were saying, okay, here are some tricks that we use so that you can't tell where the email is coming from or that you can spread. But it's like, but here, I have some room on my server. I'll let you borrow that room to do all these tricks for this much per month or whatever. It's like, oh, my God, it's like Verizon, for scammers.
Sure.
But
they have better customer
cloud.
Service.
Yeah, they probably do.
You just have to be able to speak Chinese, much like Verizon.
or some African dialect.
No, this was a China. This was a Chinaman. The hacker was a Chinaman.
A Chinaman.
Well, is that not right?
No.
Well, he was a man from China.
But you don't say Chinaman. That's like a Chauism. Chinaman.
What's wrong with that? He's a man from China. I didn't call him the man of La Mancha. What's your problem?
No, it's just old
I didn't call
fashioned.
Him a chink. I didn't call him an Oriental.
So you tell everything I say is old fashioned?
Yes.
Boy. You know what?
Thanks for keeping the barrel warm, stupid.
I know, you guys.
But what's wrong with Chinaman?
It's really
what's wrong with Chinaman?
It was good for Mr. Magoo.
That's right.
Yes.
Or Mr. Magoo.
Case in point.
Or Mr.
That's
Magoo.
It.
As
Mr. Magoo.
Well, why is China? But he's a man from China.
Yeah, but you don't say Chinaman.
I just did.
I know, but you're not supposed to say that anymore.
Who said?
It's just part of those rules.
My father was a Chinaman.
What?
My father was a Chinaman. He was born in Shanghai, China.
Yeah, but
no,
he was
he
an American.
Yes, he was.
Why?
Because my grandfather had putting down the transatlantic cable, and at the time he owned a ship. He had owned three ships, and he was running all the shipping out of China. And my father was born in Shanghai, China.
So he was a Chinese citizen.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. That is interesting. Yeah. Oh, so you're allowed to say Chinaman?
Yes.
Yeah, and the Chinaman said it's okay. So stop jumping on me. It's okay. He's not offended. There's one in the room.
There's one in the room.
And I found old letters that my father wrote back to some people in China and stuff like that. And he had like
you could read them.
Yeah. Well, it weren't in Chinese.
Oh, okay.
But I remember, and the called, and it was like a nickname he had for I don't know his friend or maybe him, my little chinky boy.
No.
Yeah.
No.
But you got to understand, that was written in a long time ago. So where you could say something like that,
well,
and people wouldn't
like
get
that.
Offended.
You can say things like that amongst
the
your
Chinese
friends.
Are kicking our butt. I will tell this little chinky man that we are going to raise tariffs if they do not raise their currency. It'll be the best trade deal ever. I am sick of these chinky men
because
oh,
they're taking
God.
Our jobs and they're also working with Russia. And they're also building a base, a land base in the ocean where they have...
A land base? What is this, Water World?
No, it looks like it. They're working on a land base. They have surveillance POTOS that they have. They're building bases in the sea for something. So they're going to... Believe me, Russia and China are going to be our biggest enemies in the next couple of years.
They already are.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're our biggest enemies.
Well, it's getting there.
Yeah, well, there's a long line. We got many.
Yeah, I know, but
I think there's some people in the Middle East that would beg to differ.
Yes, true.
See, ISIS, what about us?
We work so hard. We started from JV. How many heads do you have to decapitate? Yeah, really. We're number one. We're number one.
How many heads do you have to decapitate?
I mean, really. I mean, the Chinese aren't doing that. They're giving us delicious egg rolls.
How many licks to get to the terrorist center of the Tutspot?
I mean, ISIS, they're so bad, the Taliban goes, they're crazy.
Yeah.
You're like, can you tone it down?
Yeah.
It's a little much.
You know, the Nazis would go, damn!
And there was a Taliban leader that went to speak to ISIS leader, and he told him, beat it, stupid.
How do you know that?
I read it in the paper. It was in the paper. There was a leader, or there was a Taliban leader that went to go meet with an ISIS leader and tell him, look, and you know, you're making us look bad. You take it.
A Taliban and an ISIS walk into a bar, yeah. And then a missile happens.
Yeah.
We call that victory.
Yeah. Because the Taliban is fighting for, you know, their beliefs, obviously, but
they're not fighting for Judaism.
But they want to try. But they want to try to make it so, you know, it's a religious and noble cause. And ISIS is
are they?
No, but they're trying to perceive it. But ISIS is so worse than them that they're screwing up the whole thing.
You're giving all of us radicals a bad name.
Yes.
I mean, listen, we all love torture, but this is a little much.
Yeah. Actually, it is.
Do you have to drown him in a tiger cage? He's not Cecil.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Do you have to behead him and make him dress in orange?
Listen, just make him run behind the chick who's bleeding during the 5K. Yeah. That's torture enough.
Yeah. I mean, you have to march them out in orange. They look like an 80s rap band. Will you stop it with
they're
that?
They're not Devo. They're prisoners.
They're killing Devo!
Enough! Send in the 6
That's it. They're killing Devo! We're going in!
Finally, Obama said, enough.
Yeah.
Chop it. Yeah. Chop it good.
Dun, 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 dun.
All right. Chop that head. Chop him till he's dead.
I just want everybody to know when I'm listening going, that was Pip Helix.
Yeah, it was Pip. I slunk away from that stink.
Pip will now be running an open mic at Bagata if you want to show up on Wednesday or Tuesday, which will be free for her.
You're going to make somebody a lovely sex toy.
I have my Tuesdays, Frank.
It's going to be you and Goat repeatedly. We're going to ship you. That was terrible.
Sorry.
I think I actually did a David Pearl joke once on stage. David Pearl was the one who the Al-Qaeda chopped off his head. He was an American reporter.
Oh, yeah.
I did one of those jokes on stage.
How'd that go?
Oh, I see.
I think I got away with it, but I don't think I did it again.
You got your laugh, but you learned your lesson.
No, I think I forgot it, and then I might just be like, that's a little much.
Yeah. A little.
Well, where you going? You know, calm down. Yeah.
That happened today on Facebook. Well, somebody like posted something like, "There's this girl who showed a high school girl who showed her collarbone, uh-huh. and she got sent home and everything." So somebody posted on my friend, actually it was Derek from Gone Rogue, posted right. this. What do they want them dressing like whores? And I almost put, "Yes, that would be splendid," but I didn't because I realized that is really, really creepy.
It's really kid touching.
Yeah, it's really kid. Yeah. Like, even for me.
Yeah. Yeah. All of a sudden he went. Have daughter really inappropriate.
Yeah, I'm not going to get the TLC show before I got the TLC show pulled.
And and the funny thing is, you'll post anything. There's some things I'm looking at. I'm like, boy, that's kind of nuts.
Yeah.
By the way, Trucker Tom said, "Yeah, Pip, that was so horrible. It almost got Davin off the hook for y'all." So, almost.
Almost.
Hang your little cowboy hat on that. All right. Well, there's another comic who's much more successful than us, at least monetarily. He's a comic in the news, so we're going to do that right now, y'all.
And now it's time for Comics in the News.
All right. So Josh Ostrovsky, a.k.a. the Fat Jew.
Lovely.
He reeks in six figures from his joke-sharing Instagram account, which has an audience of 5.6 million people.
Oh, my God.
Well, I hate this business.
It's not too fond of you either, if it makes you feel better. So Ostrovsky can command thousands of dollars for the mere mention of a corporate brand in a post. And he's easily made several hundred thousand dollars doing so over the course of a year. Yeah, he just signed with CAA, which is a big representative of talent, and who, among others, represents Chelsea Handler, Jimmy Fallon, Bill Maher, and now the Fat Jew.
Oh, my God.
Unfortunately, the Fat Jew does not write his own jokes. He does not pay joke writers either. He takes them from other comedians and does not give them credit. So, you know, you would imagine some people a little chapped by this. Patton Oswalt helped raise awareness of Ostrovsky's penchant for lifting others' material. Then Kumail Nanjiani, who's got a show on HBO, and Michael Ian Black spoke out against Ostrovsky and the symbolic industry acceptance accorded by assigning to a major agency. Major agency, because the agency's saying, oh, no, that's fine. We're cool with it.
Yeah.
But he also hosts the radio show Beats One, and he has a book in the works called Money, Pizza, Respect. Well, one of those things is in your future. But it seems like he's going to finally be facing some repercussions because
Splitting Productions?
I report.
You report. Yes.
Split Sider reports that Comedy Central, a network that employs Black and Nanjiani and other vocal critics of Ostrovsky, is no longer moving forward with a pilot it had previously ordered. This pilot's been in development since last year. And it looks like Ostrovsky's new representation is going to have to look elsewhere. They're not commenting at this time. So basically, he's not a thief. He's an aggregator. That's what they
aggregator.
Call, that's what they call themselves.
I see.
I got to be honest with you. I never heard of the Fat Jew, Josh Ostrovsky, before this came to light. Did you?
I had heard of him only recently, and I'm not really sure in what context, but I had heard that there was somebody out there. I thought he had a podcast or that he, you know, had a blog or something. I wasn't sure.
He's got more than that.
Right. Well, we never really heard of him because we're obviously a little bit older. Very popular with millennials, though. Very popular with the millennials. So that's what that's
they're
where
stupid.
Well, yeah, that's so that so that's
I alienate everybody.
Great.
So that's where that
I'm kidding. You're not stupid. You're bright. Yeah. You like this guy. Way to go.
So that's where that fan base is coming from.
It's a large fan base.
Yes. And more intrinsic with the internet and tweet. I mean, you know, we all do it, but not to the extent that the millennials do.
So what do you think of somebody being an aggregator, collecting other people's jokes that he finds online, and, you know, you put it online, it's out there, and then posting it as his own?
It's stealing. It's stealing. Because if you're going to say, so, let's say, like, if we have a line, one of our comedian friends has a line, and it's like, oh, yeah, as Larry DeFelice would say, you know, you always preface it and give credit to a line if it's not yours.
Well, because we're nice.
I know, but we're honest. This guy, it's you might as well come into my house and take my TV set. When you
I think the wife's doing that.
Give you that one.
And he's back, baby.
Hey, you know, I got to give credit.
Dust off that stink of y'all.
Boy, yeah. Oh, yeah. But, you know, it's you know, it's stealing, and you're not. It's not your stuff. You didn't write it. You know, you compiled
it. I agree, but I also, I think there's a certain expectancy. You put this stuff out on Twitter. It's out there. People are going to steal stuff, and you don't even know about it.
Yeah, but you shouldn't take the credit for it if it's not yours. And he was leaving tweets. He was posting tweets and taking people's names out of the tweets.
Do you post other people's jokes?
No. Not as my own.
No, unless it's coming from a cat.
Yeah, well,
you know, Sylvester's got a new bit that he's working on.
They write great stuff. My cats are great writers.
Play them.
Bring your wheelhouse. No, alluded to.
I mean, as far as like on Facebook, if, you know, I'm sharing something, I, you know, I'm sharing it. If somebody else wrote something on their site, I would say from my friend so and so.
Yeah, I'll credit people. I don't outright just take something and not give credit.
No,
yeah.
I think it's theft of intellectual property.
It is. It
is. And it's kind of, you know what this person reminds me of?
Fat Joe.
Well, there's that. But also,
he was going for that.
Back in, I guess it was the 70s, it used to be an industry to sell these compilation albums on television where they would have all these great songs that you knew, but they would not tell you sometimes that there were other people covering the songs.
Oh, yeah!
So it wasn't the original.
Those stink! They're never as good, like the Countdown Dancers.
Yeah, they would never be as good.
No.
Yeah.
Well, they can't be as good because they're not originals.
No, they were. They were the cover bands doing songs that you like slightly off.
You know when a cover band's good? When I'm drunk and trying to get laid.
But they wouldn't tell. They would sell you the album, and then when you got it home, you go, "This isn't those."
No, well, you got to look on the back. It'll say performed by the Countdown Dancers.
Right, right, exactly. It would be something, you know,
performed by McClinton. I love when they do it.
Yeah, that was.
I've
really
never heard
awesome.
Mandy that good.
Say without chicken.
You know.
Well, in my case, I took without giving.
You know, instead of the Rolling Stones. Oh, dear God.
Inside joke.
That's the only type we have.
Yeah.
Instead of the Rolling Stones, it would be like the Rolling Bones or, you know, like it would be slight changes. You'd look and you go, really? It it was a scam.
Yeah.
And this makes me think of that. Like you're getting the watered down or, you know, like the, what are those books that everybody used to read in school instead of reading the actual book? The
cliff notes.
You're getting the cliff notes.
My neighbor's
of comedian's
homework.
Work. Yeah. You're getting the cliff notes of people's original work.
But you're taking stuff that other people wrote, and then you're making money off of it.
Yeah,
I am stunned by the amount of treasure and success this guy has gotten.
Yeah.
I mean, it's one thing if you're just some regular person that goes to the bar and goes, oh, I heard this on TV last night. Or you know, you tell a joke and you're reusing it. People in normal conversation do that all the time.
Oh, yeah, of course.
But you're not making money on it.
You're not making money on it.
And claiming it to be your own.
Yeah. You know,
it's ridiculous.
It's sometimes a guy will tell a joke, oh, I heard this joke the other day. Or did you see, so-and-so on TV, you know, and he's got this great bit. He talks about this, that, and the other thing. I mean, yeah, so but this guy was blatantly putting it on there like it was his own stuff. And then he turns around and, says, well, I'm aggregating it. No, you're stealing it. You're stealing it.
Yeah, as Lisa just said, plagiarism.
Yeah.
No. Well, I think it's very telling, though, Joe, of our industry, how everybody, the powers that be, got fully behind this guy.
Yeah.
They had to know. They had to know the whispers and everything, but they're giving him book deals.
Well,
they're giving him pilot deals.
And it boils down to one thing. The old asses in seats thing, okay?
Yep.
And if they're getting all these hits and the millennials love them and that's the target audience for this stuff, and if he's bringing these in, what can you do for me? What's your audience? What are you bringing in? And he's bringing in a load of it. Yeah, they're going to run around. They're going to run out with a contract because basically it's like with the old days with, you know, the entertainment lawyers and, you know, they would come to the club and discover you.
Yeah.
A buddy of mine gave me a really good piece of advice. He goes, nowadays you have to go to the agencies and you have to have at least 3 to 5 things to present to them. They're not looking to hand you stuff. They're looking for you to hand them stuff.
I've had that with I've had that with the television pitch meetings,
right?
Where I've had a couple things ready to go.
Yeah, it's the whole dynamic of, you know, you get done with your set. Oh, NBC's here; they want to talk with you. That's done. Those days are over. Finito.
Yeah.
You have to have, and that's the case
now. Now it's Bill's podcast here. Can you get a couple minutes?
Yeah.
No, we'll do it right here in the green room. I bought my little recording device. It'll be good. No, it'll sound professional. Let's do it. Joe, on the third joke, what did you think when you didn't get the laugh from the left side of the audience, but the right side loved it?
Well, I was hoping that stupid wasn't at the gig because I never hear the end of it.
Well, it's on the podcast now. He won't listen.
He doesn't even listen to bars. He's going to listen to yours.
Well, you know, I think that our defense hasn't been quite as tight as we would have liked this season. Oh, wait, wrong conversation.
Yeah, right. But, yeah, it's nice that, they're finally like Comedy Central and stuff like that are reneging on that because basically, you know, this guy is...
All right, you bring up Comedy Central pulling the plug on this.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Why do you think they pulled the plug?
Because they're going to get very, very negative press.
No.
Sued?
No. I don't buy it.
Carlos Mencia?
Carlos Mencia, who was a known Thief.
Yes.
Yes.
But they continue airing his show.
Unbelievable.
For a while because the show was good.
Yeah.
People good. Ari Shaffir, who we talked about, who personally attacked an unknown comic on his own, on his special.
Well, yeah. is that stealing?
No, but no, it's not stealing. But I'm just saying what Comedy Central has allowed.
Douchery.
Yeah, well, you know, personal attack. Slander. Yeah. Slander, if you will. The Comedy Central, I think they...
All right, all right, on that, yes. All right.
I think Comedy Central realized, we've had this pilot for a year. This guy's got nothing. This guy has nothing to offer us. He can't come through with this pilot. He can't create his own material.
Yeah.
He's an internet sensation who's been found out. This is really easy.
And found out is a very big thing, because now that he's found out, that audience is going to run to the hills. So now when they go do this project, his buzz is gone. And Comedy Central would have laid out a lot of money and prayed to God the thing would have flown.
Yeah, but so what? Yeah. My point is, I don't think Comedy Central did it because it's the right thing.
No.
Because I go back to what Joe said. It's all about putting rear ends to seats in Comedy Central's. It's all about eyes on the television or downloading the show.
Yeah.
You know, if this guy had anything left, anything, they would have stuck with it. I'll give you another. I might get a little flack for bringing him up. Robin Williams. Robin Williams, beloved. Beloved in life, beloved in death. Joke thief.
Really?
Known joke thief.
Oh, yeah. Really? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know
Very
this.
Big thief.
And
Very
everybody thief. Lined up to get some of that Robin Williams sweet success money.
Yeah.
They all did. Because he made the money. He was successful. He was a joke thief, but he could put on a good show.
That's the thing. It was his personality and the way, you know,
charisma.
Was a personality and had the charisma, thank you very much, which was what sold it. So when you're that beloved, and likability is a very big thing in entertainment.
Huge.
You're an actress and stuff like that. And
yeah. Had stuff like that. You wait tables.
and the things stuff that come like that.
But as an actor, my brother is an actor, and he was telling me that he was playing the villain.
Yes.
In this one play, and he was being very mean, and the director told him...
He was being mean. He's a bad guy.
Listen to me. Mean-spirited. The director told him, no, it's interesting. Stop being mean-spirited, because even a villain has to have a little bit of likability to them.
Yeah.
So the audience will get it. Getting back to
Robin, I
got to
disagree. There's a network that plays one of the most notorious villains all time. I don't think he's likable at all. Turn on the History Channel. Hitler's on all the time. Not likable at all. And he puts asses in seats and eyes to TVs.
In HD.
But he was a real villain. He's not a portraying a villain.
Have you ever seen... The producers was the only time where Hitler was somewhat likable. Every other time you see a Nazi...
But that was the thing. But like I said...
Yeah, but Indiana Jones and Raiders of the Lost Ark, Nazi's not likable.
I know,
no,
but...
Nobody empathizes with the Nazis. See, Tom, I'm on your side.
No. But you don't go to the movies and root for the Nazis? Come on.
Well, I do.
Yeah, because you're self-hating, too.
Yeah, I'm like, you know what? I am really fat and bloated. If he would have succeeded, I wouldn't be having this fat
He's
diet.
Pissed off. I'm the fat Jew in entertainment, not him.
Thank you. Thank you for taking away my chopping off the head comments. Thank you.
No, those are still there on the record.
They're still there.
But anyway, so likability factor was what got Robin Williams through. He was very likable, even though he was a thief. But he was a thief known in the comic world. It didn't get out to the public that it was. You know, and if it did, it wasn't.
Well, I mean,
that
it got out.
But it wasn't that.
Well, my point
big
is not
thing.
The public. My point is the entertainment industry knew. The entertainment industry knew, but we could make money with him. If they thought they could...
A shit pile of it.
Right.
Yeah.
If Comedy Central thought that they could still make money off the fat Jew, they would keep him. If CAA thinks they can make money off the fat Jew, they'll keep him. If not, you're going to keep quietly hear that they terminated their deal with him. You're never going to see this book. By the way, I should mention I was playing on the Break the Bag Daddy-O's.
Yes.
What were the songs? You know the songs.
Yeah, there was
Fat Bastard. Fat Bastard and Everybody
Breaks the Rules.
Those are the two songs I played on the break. But if anybody thought this guy had any talent, and reposting somebody else's... Robin Williams, even though he stole other people's jokes, he delivered the jokes.
Yes.
So they go, all right, well, at least he's a good actor.
Well, Well, they could see that there he did have talent. I mean, yeah, he did have incredible.
He was a good actor.
Yeah.
But he wasn't a great comedian. But you just go with this guy. This guy's basically cut and paste. It's hard to monetize cut and paste into a TV show.
The thing that's really sad, though, is because we've become such a derivative society that, you know, even like the lowest brow. I mean, I brought up the Kardashians earlier. They don't do anything, and yet we're talking about them. We know who they are. I know, you know, what they had for breakfast because you can't avoid them.
Yeah.
And the thing is, they don't do anything. They're not even derivative of anything because that would imply that they stole from somebody with talent. They didn't even bother to use talent. Well, they just stuck their asses out and said, hey.
It goes
you
back
know,
to...
nothing to it.
Something Joe brought up in the first part of the show when Joe said, hey, well, it makes me feel good.
Yes.
That's what we want as a society now. We don't want to have to think.
Right.
We don't want to have to analyze. We don't want to have to scrutinize. We just want to feel good.
Right. Yeah. And everything wants their entertainment or anything like this. So if you're sitting there tweeting and stuff like, ha, 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 and then he mentioned, and then people go, oh, did you see this tweet this guy has? And it grows and it grows and it grows on the internet and stuff like that. And then he mentions a product and it grows and it grows and it grows. And obviously Comedy Central and, you know, Abrams Artists and stuff like that saw, you know, money in that. Maybe the how much they dismissed he was plagiarizing, I don't know.
But look at the popularity of memes and how much they get reposted and everything.
Oh, boy, sure. He hates memes.
No, but there's a point to this. Like, you'll see these political, they'll put, like, say, Ronald Reagan, and they'll put a quote next to it. It might not be Ronald Reagan's quote at all. But nobody does the research to go, well, did he really say that? Or they put up a bunch of things about hating Obama, and they'll just put, like, really short snippets of things. And, yeah. You know, the people on the far right, and it could be the far left if it's Donald Trump, whatever. Whatever it is, they're just going to assume that it's true, and they're going to take it on face, and they're going to like it, and they're going to repost it, because it's easy.
Yes.
People don't want to look, and that's why I get upset with memes, because I don't think like that.
Mm.
I'm like, I don't think Sarah Palin's that stupid. Is she? And then I do the research, and go, well, I'll be damned, she is. But at least I did the research. But people don't want to do the research. So when you see a cute kitty with a butterfly on his nose and a little funny thing about it, you know, like, follow. I like
Share.
This fat Jew. He's genius, is he?
Yeah, well, that's what I mean about how it's you know, it's all disposable. It's nothing is really brand new thought. It's just, you know, look, kale is a lot of work. You have to, like, develop a taste for it. It's nutritious.
It's kind of like sucking
I
dick.
I have to crunch
and
on
how
this.
How long has kale been around? I've only heard kale recently.
No, I've known about kale for years because I had guinea pigs and rabbits.
Yeah, it's been around forever. It's just people decided this is the new food.
It's a power food now.
It's the new oat brand. You know what I mean? Ugh. Remember? But it's like kale is work. Pass me the mashed potatoes because kale is work.
So this is body by mashed potatoes.
Yes, it is. No, but I'm saying that nobody wants to do the intellectual work of searching out things or, like, you know, you have to wade through, a comic's things to maybe get that one line that you just adore. You might have to wade through their whole, you know, two-hour special or whatever it is. But it's like, no, here, you've already cut and pasted and processed it for me. I don't have to think. I can go, ha-ha, share, done. You know, that's what people like. Comfort food. Intellectual
yep.
comfort food.
Yeah, you know.
Okay. I got lost in the garden with the kale. I think I know what she meant.
He was still stuck with the kale.
I was like, wow, I don't know why we're bringing a vegetable into this, but okay. That's a leafy green.
Nutrition with power vegetable.
You know what? You have to have your greens every once in a while.
I do. Mm. But, yeah, I mean, listen, people are stupid. I know it's very unpopular to say.
Yeah.
But it's kind of weird because, you know, on this show we always tell people to think for themselves, which really you're not supposed to do in entertainment because then you might realize, oh, this stinks. And we can't have that. We can't have that.
No. Don't think about this. Just laugh.
I mean, you saw how much our fans are different than everybody else. Most fans of a show support the host.
And enjoy them.
they root
and when
for the host.
And when
they want the host to succeed and lead us all. No.
Not this group. They wait, sharpening their stupid little claws, just waiting for a mister. Because when it's there, they're there to pounce. That's what makes our fan base so much different than everybody else.
I like the way he's getting it. And when that host trips up his ghost when he's closing out a segment that where he's under the time gun under, and the fans rip into him, sometimes it hurts. Yes. And
I didn't say it hurts. I just said the difference.
Yeah.
Because, you know, most shows, you know, the fans, oh, he's like Howard's fan. Howard, you're the best. Our fans, wow, you really shit the bed on that one, didn't you, stupid? This is what we're bringing potentially to terrestrial.
Yeah, but still,
like, thanks for helping us think. Now we're going to attack you with our thoughts.
Yeah, you've educated us. Kill.
Yeah, but here's the deal on like those shows like an Opie and Jimmy and Anthony's show. Those guys, you know, Ant after his show goes on Reddit. And here's what people say.
I don't know why he does that.
And Reddit, they're so nasty.
Oh my God.
The keyboard warriors.
Yeah, they're
I believe that was a Trucker
nasty.
Tom quote, actually. I believe Trucker Tom called them keyboard warriors, yes.
And there was one time I go, man, thank God that nobody goofs on me on Reddit. And Anthony goes, really? You think so? Google your name. And boy, oh boy, yeah. Why does he laugh in the background? Why? Who is this guy?
Brittle.
He's not funny.
It's funny.
Because it's comedy, so yeah. I'm laughing.
I wasn't going to say anything, but you bring it up. So the syndicators go, you know, one of the syndicators, you know, really like the show, blah, 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 this, that, the other thing. I just, you know, I feel sometimes the laughter is forced and everything. I'm like, no, that's real.
No, it's real.
I'm like, Joe's got flack, and they didn't mention you, but I just assumed.
Cause they're probably thinking
it's probably
me.
Well, I go, that's genuine. I mean, that's just the way that I go. Trust me. They wait for me to fail. As you heard on tonight's show, nothing pleases the other co-host, myself, or our fans than when a joke stinks.
We're vicious.
Yeah. So if you hear a laugh, I go. That's the one thing I don't know how to correct. I mean, because you know he's giving tips, this, that, the other thing, technical things. I'm like, yeah, I'm all open to that. But I go, that's the one thing I don't know what to
that's
tell you.
That's not forced. And you know what? The funny thing is, like with Anthony's fans, I catch flack. Oh, what is he? Joe got to laugh at everything. It's like a laugh track.
Because it's funny.
I taped something. One time, one of their producers had me tape a segment for the show. And I went on the show and I said, I've been Anthony's fan since 1977. And the man cracks me up. And if I'm sitting in the show and I think something is funny, I'm laughing, and everybody can go straight to hell.
Yeah, you're
and then
right.
Joe immediately checked on Reddit. Yeah, response it got,
and they said, "Hell, this we'll show you hell." Yeah.
But I mean, that's just something I wasn't even going to mention anything because it's not something I can't control when people are going to laugh.
I know you can't, and it's like it's not forced laughter.
I actually discussed this with a Trucker Tom, I go to Tom on things of great import. Does things sound forced? How do I raise my child?
Which hat should I wear?
Yeah, which hat? Do I buy the Van Halen hat or do I wait for Skid Row to reform?
But I've always said of Tom, and I told Tom when we met him, I consider Tom a fourth member of the show.
It's funny because the syndicators have mentioned about bringing Tom on and losing the forced laughter. But Tom said, well, it's pretty much because they don't get it because it's funny. Yeah. Not everybody's going to get this. There are people, I guarantee, that are going to listen to this. Well, not our fans, but like people like that would, if they heard it for the first time,
right,
and they heard me say peace, y'all, they would not think anything of it.
Right.
And then to come back and to have my rear end as red as a baboon's butt over something, they're like, I don't understand. And you're right. It doesn't make sense. That's what this show is.
And the funny thing is sometimes you get self-defensive on the show. That time when I got when I cost us that show in England. When the guys, because I was running the chat that night.
That channel that I worked weeks on to secure for us?
Yeah, that one. So,
oopsie.
So yeah, because their chat was, you know, going, who are these guys? Oh, these guys stink. And
it was a music station.
Yeah, and I leased into them, maybe a little too harsh, but
did you Jolly Roger?
Thanks for giving me this permanent job. Then
that's how pretty much
that
how
was part of it.
That's actually how you got it.
That was enough. I mean, the technical aspects and scaring off a whole station.
Oh, he goes because Dad. I don't know you. I guess you weren't. She
was here, but you were doing that.
But in the meeting afterwards,
she didn't have a laptop at the time.
Yeah, right. Okay. Because Davin is like, I understand what you did, and I support it. You're not.
Oh, on the air, I defended you to the hilt.
Yeah, he goes, yeah. You're no longer running the chat.
We need to make a change.
Because you can't. You can't yell at listeners like you're in the warehouse talking to the guys.
And I got, you're buying a computer.
Yes, that was the meeting. All right, good. And that's hence how you got the gig.
But I like running the chat.
When I run the chat, too. When I run the chat sometimes is because usually when I run the chat, it's just, you know, Dav and I. And sometimes I don't have the time to, and I feel bad because sometimes I can't chime in as much. When we do a remote. And, like, if I'm sick or whatever and I couldn't come up or I'm doing it, I have fun in the chat because you're in there, too, and I'm in there as well.
Well, people like, oh, did you see what I wrote in the chat? I was in the chat. I'm like, I have no idea.
No, because you can't see. I have to run the show.
I'm running the show, and I don't usually go back and see. But, yeah, it seems like a gay old time in there.
Yeah.
Seems like a Manilow type of time.
You know what? It's really strange because sometimes it's like blah, 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 blah going on. And then other times, all of a sudden, it comes to a dead stop. And I'm like, did they leave? And I see the numbers are still in there, and they're like, no, they're listening.
That happens sometimes.
Or they're eating dinner, or they're, you know, they're...
Leave it at listening. Why
they're
do you have
being
to make,
humans.
Why do you have to make it sound like they're gone, they're eating dinner? Leave it.
No, they eat
listening.
Dinner at the computer like good little doobies.
I remember that was from Romper Room.
Yes, it was.
Yes.
There's only one star of Romper Room up in this bitch, and that's me.
That's right. So why don't you look at me when I said that it was odd. You know that lingo.
I'll let the way to don't you even pull the Romper Room card. I got both of your asses.
That's right.
Did you do the Romper Stompers?
Yes.
Those were tough.
I was able to handle them, Jason.
What's a Romper Stomper?
Oh, yeah, little cups with a cord.
And cord. It's called Romper Stomp.
I remember those things. I didn't know that's what they were
called. But let me tell you something. When you're on Romper Room, that's not, you know, that was kind of an easy gig. Bozo was tough because Bozo would
tell me about it.
Were you on Bozo too?
No.
My cousin was on Bozo.
Helix was on Bozo.
Bozo
was on
that
Mr. Helix.
Fucking clown.
But that's a whole difference.
You had to spin plates and shit and hold stuff. I'm 7 years old, clown. Leave me alone. Just give me a prize.
Listen, the man's in his 50s now. I still don't give him things that might break.
Yeah.
Stupid clown.
Is that what all that bubble wrap is around everything?
I trip down the stairs. Nobody else has problems maneuvering. Kong walks
in. Oh, the obstacle course?
You mean the bag of bags? Because every house needs them.
Oh, the bag.
I almost done a header.
I don't know what the bag of bags is about. I don't know what the... Are we preparing in case we're homeless and we want to have a head start on being a bag lady? Just throw it in the trash. No, we can recycle them. Are we getting money for it?
Oh, Glenn,
no.
Good, you're with me on this one because I almost bricked my ass trying to get past that.
I don't like
time.
The bag of bags, and I don't like the bag that I have to drag to the supermarket because the bags they give break. Well, so do these.
You know, now
oh,
you,
God,
usually,
I hope Mr. Helix isn't
now
listening
because
I have the bag of bags.
Usually I would go, all right, calm down. But no, that damn thing is a hazard. I shouldn't be there.
I agree. The only time you put there's two things you do with recyclables. You put them in the little thing where the trashmen come every week.
Yes.
And they recycle.
Right.
That's one thing with recyclables. And you make money with them. You go back, you know, like for 5 cents each because, you know, you get 5 cents back. Those are two things you do with
recyclables. No. You can also build obstacle courses on the top landing of your stairs.
You know,
I'm not saying I would do it, but I'm saying those are the two things. The fact that we have to hold on to bags until the time, many months from now, in the great beyond, when we might remember in our rush to go to the supermarket, they ain't going to the cupcake store, when we go to the supermarket to bring the bags of bags that we don't get any money for, that are child hazards, that could suffocate and crinkle, and God forbid, trip Joe or Pip, that's what we're saving them for, that one trip.
And Anthony had the greatest line, he goes, you remember when we just called it garbage?
Yeah, but then his generation ruined the earth. All right, let's thank some people for permitting this to go on. Family martial arts is great for learning karate and self-defense. Perfect together as a family or by yourself, whether you want to learn in a class environment or you want private lessons. Family martial arts is the dojo for you. Give them a call to learn more. 845-469-1716. 845-469-1716. Or check them out at familymartialartsgoshen.com.
If you're in the mood for great Italian food, then you need...
No, not that one.
What?
No, we're not doing that one.
Oh, okay, never mind.
Do Goldberg's.
Okay, I'm not even going to talk about this then anymore.
Don't talk about it. I'll let you know when you can talk about it again.
Okay.
You don't mention that name in my house!
Screw that.
No, it's fine. But
I lost my head.
Yeah, you're going to.
Goldberg's! Famous bagels and kosher-style deli of Chester, New York, brings the fresh, delicious water bagel of New York City to Orange County, New York. Every morning, a wide variety of bagels are made fresh on premises for your enjoyment. If you ever had a Goldberg's bagel, then you know you can never eat a frozen bagel again. Ugh. Goldberg's has the fresh. No, you can't.
Sound like the Iron Sheik.
No, it's like you go back to that and you're like, no, done.
I can't. I won't.
I won't. Goldberg's has the perfect schmear for your bagel, as they feature an extensive variety of cream cheese spreads and even offer low-fat choices. Goldberg's famous bagels and kosher-style deli also offers premium meats for their mouth-watering sandwiches. They offer some unique daily specials like the Zombie, which is potato pancake covered with a fresh brisket and smothered in homemade gravy.
Mm.
Or the Bronx Bomber, which is a square knish, corned beef, Russian dressing, and sauerkraut. That sounds damn good. I want one now. Mm. Whether you want breakfast, lunch, or dinner, Goldberg's can feed your craving. How about a midnight snack?
Mm.
Ugh. Goldberg's famous bagels and kosher-style deli is great for when you want to eat out, order in, or have that special event or party catered. Goldberg's delivers every time. They're open 5 a.m. Monday through Friday and 6 a.m. on the weekends. Visit them at 69 Brookside Avenue in Chester, New York, or give them a call at 845-469-8505. And don't forget, if you're a veteran or a fan of Davin's Den, you get 10% off.
Portobello is Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant. The Tuscan Villa setting will make you feel you have been transported to the old country. Every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail, and the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary needs, thus ensuring every visit is not just a meal but an experience. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday, and on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch in addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday and Saturday nights, as Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m., Portobello Banquets is your destination for that special event, such as a Sweet 16, wedding, office party, or anything that has to impress. Their professional staff will ensure that your event will not just be an occasion but a memory. Portobello Banquets is also known for their special events, including Davin's Den, Side-Splitting Productions, comedy shows. Experience all that Portobello has to offer at 175 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey, or learn more by calling 201-337-8990. That's 201-337-8990, or by visiting their website, portobellonj.com. You deserve the best. You deserve Portobello.
Side-Splitting Production, all your entertainment needs. You need a comedian, a kids entertainer, you know, balloons. A clown. You need a clown. That's not Bozo.
Huh. Why'd you point at me?
You're a clown. Actually, I do know somebody who is an official Bozo the Clown, so we can even get him for you.
Oh, my God.
There you go.
There's a handful of Bozos.
Yeah, they are. They're registered.
Yeah, so we...
I work with them.
Right. Anyway, so...
Okay, moving along.
Yeah, we can get them for you. You know, anything you need, a caricaturist, whatever you need, go to sidesplittingproductions.com. Sidesplittingproductions.com. 551-404-3094. Well, kids... It was good to be back. This was stressful in parts, but fun all the way through.
Yes.
Yes.
I enjoyed it. Next week we're going to have more with Jim. We'll learn more about what the scammers and hackers are doing. We'll see what else we got. I don't know if we're going to do Ann Jackson next week. I don't know if we're going to do Belinda. I don't know if we're going to do Thomas Mark. I don't know what the hell we're going to do next week. But you should definitely come back. So, if you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, please keep on listening. See you next Tuesday. Peace, y'all.